Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Every week, Mike Waldman comes in here. He's a musicologist and a local chap. And he brings in music of all different natures. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, Nick. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing all right. Very nice. Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How have you been?
I've been doing great.
Anything you'd like to share with us?
I got inspired to bring something in from... I was listening to Brian yesterday.
Yeah?
And Brian said that you guys were going to be digging into your vaults and playing live music. And I assumed it was going to be... people that had come here and played.
That's right. Brian Holst, our music director, we've talked about it. Now Brian's actually put this thing together. So we're going to play songs that have been recorded actually in the studio. And you'll know because there'll be a little tag that'll say, now, like, even the band might even say it. You might hear the band introduce their own song and then play. We've got some really good ones.
And so I started thinking, what would be a great live song to bring in tomorrow? I just heard this yesterday. And the band that came to my mind was The Clash. Because incredibly popular band, but very, very few people actually saw them live.
Yeah.
And they broke up 20, 30 years ago already. So very, very few people have seen them live. There's very few live recordings of them. And so I brought in something from The Clash live.
Cool. All right. Well, Joe Strummer's still playing live, isn't he? He was at the festivals recently, wasn't he?
I think Joe Strummer died.
Did he?
Yes.
Is it Mick Jones?
Mick Jones, yeah.
Right, it's Mick Jones. Joe Strummer's not playing.
See, now, if Strummer was playing, that would be a show.
Strummer.
Because he's dead.
Yeah, he's not doing much work.
That would be amazing.
Actually, you know what he's doing right now?
No.
Decomposing.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. I think I got myself out of that. Is he dead? We'll do a Google. All right, here's The Clash. London Calling, live. Where was this recorded at?
This is in Boston. This is one of those things, 1982, professionally recorded, but they didn't put it out for 20 years. So it was on bootleg for 20 years. People could hear the whole show. They finally put out a few songs on a live compilation called From Here to Eternity. So this is London Calling from there.
Cool.
We ain't got no high, except for the world, yeah. just good days before I have no fear. London is coming alive. Live by the river. Let's get this. London calling. Yes, I was late too. You know what they said, but some of it was true. London calling, the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling, London calling. Hey, oh man, I felt so much like
cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Yeah, that is one of the best live tracks I've heard in a long time. That's really great.
Yeah.
That's the Clash there.
Yeah.
From Boston. What year was that recorded?
That was recorded in 82, which was really the peak of the Clash.
Yeah.
They had just had incredible success. Combat Rock had just come out. But the band almost immediately after that started to fall apart, almost as if success killed them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Talking of deaths, I'm embarrassed to say that, of course, Joe Strummer is dead.
And, still?
I was confusing with Johnny Marr. I was thinking of Johnny Marr, who is touring and doing this whole sort of guitar workshoppy thing where he goes to festivals and he shows you how he makes the sounds.
Wow.
It's really interesting, and he's brilliant, of course.
Yep.
But no, I'm just confusing him with Joe Strummer. Joe Strummer, born in Ankara, Turkey, it says here. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, his father was a diplomat. Anyway, he died of a congenital heart failure, which was undiagnosed. So Joe Strummer, who...
Died young.
He died young and of something that wasn't... It's not a rock and roll thing. He didn't overdose or anything like that. It was literally something that wasn't diagnosed. And sadly, he pegged it in 2002. So that is sad. The wonderful band, London Calling, one of my favourites. It was from the BBC World Service. This is London Calling. Join World War II. That's what they used to say.
Oh, is that what that was from?
Yeah. And so the song's all about, you know, things that could happen. It's great because it's so British, not just because it says London Calling, obviously London, Britain, but also because it's one of those songs that's... it complains about problems and then it doesn't resolve them. It doesn't say, but we're all going to live together in peace and harmony. It says, no, this is absolutely messed up, yeah.
Thing I liked about the Clash is that they had a wide range of music.
Yeah.
You could hear Jamaica in there, you could hear dub.
Reggae
hear
and all that. Kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and just not the typical 1-4-5 rockin'. I thought they were fantastic.
Well, I remember when that came out, thinking, what is he on about when he sings, I live by the river? What does he mean by that? Because obviously he's in London, whatever. Well, if you look at the lyric, he's saying that the Thames is going to overflow.
Mm.
And we're all going to drown, and I live by the river. So great. All right, well, thanks for that. That's the Clash there.
That's the Clash.
And London
a bit
Calling.
Of live music.
Yeah, really great. All right, what have we got next on Waldman's Wardrobe?
I found a new mashup guy. So, you know, I started bringing mashups a few months ago. You really liked them.
Yeah.
And I found this guy. Here's how I found him. This guy's name is Toe Tom, which is... That's
his real name.
No, he's a French guy, mm-hmm. and that's his artistic name. And let me see, I can find out what his real name is real quickly. But here was the interesting thing about it was that a bunch of DJs got together and they took the Ziggy Stardust album,
mm-hmm.
David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust, and everybody took a different track and they did mashups. So you can go out and get a whole mashup album of Ziggy Stardust, which I think is Bowie's greatest album. That's my favorite Bowie album.
Yeah.
And in this instance, he's mashing it up with Deep Purple, which is as completely different as you can imagine.
Right, but the same era, 1972.
Yep.
This track, Highway Star, mashed up with a lesser-known track from Ziggy Stardust.
Yep.
What was it? The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust.
Exactly.
And the
Spiders from Mars.
Right. Sort of lesser known track called Hang On To Yourself off the second side of that record. All right, so this is interesting. Let's play it and we'll talk a bit more. Okay? All right, so it's called Hang On To The Highway by Toe Tom is the DJ who mashed it up. Bowie, and Deep Purple right here on KX93.5. We're not going to play the whole thing because that solo is very long and the track goes on forever. I love it. That's so great.
Completely interesting.
Oh, no, it's wicked. The solo from that is one of the top 100 guitar solos of all time. I think it's number 19 from the, like, I don't know who does those things. It's probably, I don't know, who does those
top things? Can't you lose your DJ license for cutting it off?
Guitarist magazine, whatever. No. Anyway, so that's very, 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 very sweet.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how they've managed to, the DJ there has managed to match up the two vocal sounds. Because when Bowie stops singing and it goes back into, nobody gonna take my car again, it just sounds the same
perfect
voice. Who's the singer in Deep Purple? You're on Mike's pointing at his microphone. You're on. You're good.
That I don't know off the top of my head.
Is it Ian Gillan or one of, is it Richie Black? Richie Blackmore went on to play in Black Sabbath. Do you know that?
It says,
who?
Members.
Who's the
Ian
singer?
Ian Pace, Ian Gillan, Roger Glover, Steve Morse, Don Airey.
I can't remember who was the singer. It could have been, I think, Ian Gillan. John Lord was a keyboard player. Richie Blackmore played guitar for sure. And I don't know, the other guys. No
original
idea.
Original lineup, the most commercially successful lineup with Ian Gillan.
Ian Gillan was the singer.
Yeah.
All right.
And
he had a band called Gillan afterwards, which I always thought was quite amusing.
And the DJ, although he goes by the name of Toe Tom, his name is Thomas Boivin. He's French. And he has some very interesting mashups. He's got three albums of mashups just on Nine Inch Nails.
Really? That's
he
what
just
he's into?
His fantasy, his
he loves
his
the
fetish,
trend.
He loves. Yeah.
He's into the trend.
Yeah, and he's got one, and I'm sure I'm going to bring something in because I think it's fascinating. He's got mashup of, he's got a whole Bob Dylan album mashed up.
Wow. Well, you know, both those records were like really influential on me. I love that Highway Star, and I think it was recorded at Montreux, wasn't it? It was one of those songs. And that's the most famous version of it anyway. And, you know, we all came down from Montreux what was that song? Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water.
Yeah. And
which Springsteen ripped off the chords for Adam Raised a Cane.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And Hang On to Yourself, actually, interestingly enough, was originally a single that came out not under Bowie's name. He recorded it under somebody else's name. Wait a minute. I'll find out what his name was. Oh, it was Arnold Korns. Arnold Korns was the name of the singer on that one. Hey, Mike, it's really lovely to see you, and thank you very much for doing that for us again.
My pleasure. See you next week.
You're a good man. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of wonderfully musical whatever, and how nice. Good. Here's some music from Nick Mulvey. We haven't played this in a while. Really like it. A track called Nitrous.
If you see old nitrous man selling laughter from a can, go tell him that the dream still fits the plan, and that's why we're waiting at the table. Yes, he's welcome at the stand, and I won't mind the moment you can say that you saw in a dream. How you can let me know anyway that you've seen a day with no more to pay. When trouble came in droves, but we drove it away. Ah, we get mad with no words to say. We get mad waiting to get paid. Somehow we get mad giving too much away. We get mad with the load and with the lever of each day.